Hello, and welcome to the Fine Tune Your Manifesting Frequency Meditation. Oh my gosh, it was kind of a crazy journey of technical hiccups to get here. But I am so grateful we made it. Thank you for being here. So, this is an ongoing series of meditations designed to support you to manage your manifesting energy, to understand what it is. And fine-tune that manifesting frequency to make you a magnet that naturally attracts what you want. Now, I'm going to begin by sharing insight as to how manifesting energy works, and then I'll speak the word, setting our intention, and then we'll quiet our minds and create our sacred space and flow into our guided meditation. And then to complete, we'll ground into this finely tuned frequency of love energy and bring that back with us. Okay, so let's get started. For over 2 decades, I've been supporting thousands of people all over the world to improve their lives by focusing and managing that power within them to manifest what they want. And when they've shifted their energy out of fear, the love, their life changed. Their lives improved. They've manifested money, spouses, partners, cars, homes, businesses, new jobs. They've elevated their energy to that poise that Florence Govel Shin teaches of in her metaphysical books. And the vibration, that hum of Mother Earth, supports this higher vibration, this energy of love of the highest order. These students and clients, they improve their lives when they grasp that we're constantly manifesting through our energy throughout every moment of every day to manifest what we want instead of what we don't want. Our conscious goal must be to become the highest vibration of love possible. And we're going to achieve that during our meditation today. And we'll magnify that manifesting power through the energy of the new moon. Now, speaking of the outside energy of the new moon, I want to ask you to be open to understanding the energy outside of us as well as the energy within us. We are beings of energy, of eternal, powerful consciousness, powerful manifesting consciousness. And Jesus Christ taught us this through the stories where he embraced that divinity within him. And one example is when he fed the multitudes of people with just a few loaves and fishes, yet there was plenty of food for all. And as energetic beings, outside forces affect the energy of our human bodies. The solar flare and storms on the sun affect the that electromagnetic field of our technology and our human bodies. The phases of the moon affects the ebb and flow of the tide of our oceans, and our human bodies are over 50% water. So you do the math. We feel this ebb and flow too. We feel the magnetic pull of the light energy. And that light reveals the hidden fear energy that stands between us and what we want to manifest, what we want to experience as the reality of our life. It's like walking into the dark room and flipping on a light switch. The light comes in, and the darkness cannot exist. And today we come together on this day of the new moon to use that new beginnings energy to be the highest version of love possible, to manifest the desires of your heart. And this magnetic pull of new beginning energy happens every month. And that's why I'm offering this as a monthly event to support you to improve your life more consistently. This magnetic pull of the new moon energy is outside of us. So now let's look deeper at the energy inside us that we can manage and focus. So Florence Govel Shinn taught us back in the early 20th century that we manifest through us, which supports the concept of the law of attraction. Metaphysical teachers teach us that when we change our thoughts and our words, we change our lives, because thoughts and words are energy containers. What energetic container, what vibration of energy were you yesterday? Were you vibrating in the vibration of love and gratitude? Or did you get angry, frustrated, or stressed and hang on to that less than love energy for the majority of the day? Well, let's get really clear about fear and love energy. There's no gray area here. You're vibrating in either fear energy or love energy. Never both. Never a combination. There's no gray area that you can just skate by in. You can only have one dominant energy. Which one is it? Love or fear? If you're manifesting things that you don't want, that dominant energy is fear. In my mastermind and membership programs, we've been talking about being consciously aware of our energy so we can manage it. Each one of us has the ability, the power within us, to consciously choose to rise above fear energy to love energy. And what we must understand is that we're always manifesting. We are an energetic vibration. We are a frequency of energy that is always molding formless matter into form, whether consciously or subconsciously. And we want to live consciously, being aware of our energetic vibration at all times. And then before you know it, it's our normal way of being. Being aware and course correcting when necessary. We also have the ability to vision or see ourselves being, doing, or having something that we want. When we allow our imaging faculty to dream big, expanding our awareness to an experience of seeing ourselves enjoying our new home or our new job or paying our bills on time or paying everything in full. Paying debt in full. When we see in our mind's eye this experience that brings us joy, you're not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. Nope. You're moving energy. You're guiding formless energy to mold into the form of the reality that you want to experience. And through creating the vision and holding on to it with joy-filled anticipation, passion, and expectancy, you're manifesting through the divinity within you, moving energy, molding formless energy into form. What you're passionate about, you will manifest. About 15 years ago, my partner and I were moving out of a house, and I kept hearing myself passionately saying with conviction, I don't want to live in an apartment. I don't want to live in an apartment. I don't want to live in an apartment. And then next thing you know, we're moving into an apartment. My focus, my passion was on what I did not want. And I manifested it. What's worse is I manifested it easily. Where our focus is, where the passion of our energy is directed, that's what we manifest. Oh my God, I knew better. But I just kept speaking those words, molding energy into the experience that I did not want. And if you'll take the time to look back at your life, at the things you've manifested that you didn't want, you'll see you focused and worried about what you didn't want And sure enough, it manifested. We powerfully manifest all the time, 24/7, in every moment of every day. The upside is, that's awesome. The downside is that we manifest what we don't want when we allow our energy to run amok, untethered to what we really want to experience. And today we change that. And every 30 days, if you'll join me, we'll do this together. Shift your energy from fear, manifesting those stressful experiences of anxiety. We'll be shifting us that to love energy and manifesting what you really want and being better equipped to handle the hiccups of living a human life, maintaining your energetic vibration as consistently as possible. And one more thing. Few people, not a lot of them, are able to maintain a high vibration of love energy on their own. Most people, me included, need the support of others, especially when fear runs amok all over the planet. And this isn't a weakness, it's just simply a fact, because we live in human bodies that feel fear energy. And when we gather with like-minded people, we hold that safe space, for you and for me to improve our lives more consistently. Okay. So I'm going to speak the word for our treatment, and then we'll create our safe space, our safe space, sacred space, to connect with the love of that divinity within. And I'll begin creating that safe space with a technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra to quiet the mind. And that technique addresses different parts of the brain to quiet your mind chatter and to open you to connect with your superconscious higher self. There will be four questions asked during this technique, so don't try to answer them. Just ask, and life will move you into the answers. And then together with the love of the angels and the light beings, we'll create our sacred space to hold the love energy, that love energy of the highest order, to manifest the dreams of your heart, fulfilling your square of life. Okay, so we speak the word. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept what my life is in this moment. This acceptance sets me free to accept the power within me to improve my life, to be happy, to feel the joy of being one with the divinity within. I accept that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I am one with the divinity within. This belief is safe and empowers me to maintain the love vibration that is my essence. I now magnetize to me, through the love that is my essence, the desires of my heart. Now get our music started. And we begin by breathing deeply for it's through our breath that we connect with the divinity within. It's through our breath that we hear and understand the whispers of the beings of love and light. It's through our breath that we connect with that strength and stamina of the divinity within as one. So just take a really deep breath and place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace to your heart the things that you're grateful for. And immerse yourself in this energy of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, in this moment, we come together as one, with singular intention to shift into our heart space, where all things are possible. Create our sacred space. The angels and beings of love and light join us now to create our safe, sacred space. The angels and I form a circle, and the spiritual essence of Master Jesus himself is here to escort you into this circle. So please just take his hand as he leads you to the circle, where you take mine and holding his hand and mine. We complete our safe, sacred space. We are here in this safe space, having come together with singular intention to release the need to hold on to the fears of this physical world, the chaos, the overwhelm, the stress, the anxieties and outrage. We are willing to let all this go and reconnect with the love that is our essence. with a deep breath, we breathe in love. And we exhale out all the tension, flushing away that less than love energy of fear. And with a deep intention, through my heart, my deep love for you travels through my right hand to your left. And with deep intention, Master Jesus, holding your right hand, sends love to you from his heart. And this love travels through his left hand to your right. The power of this love flows up your arms to your heart, filling your heart with love, merging with the love of the divinity within, and you shift from your head space to your heart space. A swirling mist of love gently envelops you like angel wings. This swirling mist floats throughout our circle, flowing in and out. Just breathe it in and feel being that love. Feel it expand in your heart. And the love flows from one hand to the next. Round and round our circle. The love flows. The love expands, and the love mist holds you safe. And we shift more fully into the heart space. The love that is your essence begins to glow throughout your body, filling you with light, filling you with love, as one with the divinity within. Take that deep breath in of that breath of God, swirling with love mist. You are empowered as one with the divinity within. Place into the center of the circle the things you wish to heal. The fear energy of resentment, anger, betrayal, worry, all those feelings of fear, all that you hold in unforgiveness, place into the center of the circle. And now we set your intention to be free. And then say with conviction, I'm willing to release these feelings and be free. It's safe to be free. It's safe to release that need to hold on to these things. They do not serve you. They must go. So you can be free. That swirling mist of love surrounds what you've placed in the center of the circle, transforming the pain and fear you've placed there, transforming it to love. Love of the highest order to set you free. And now you are. You're now free to improve your life. Welcome in miracles, to live your life of limitless possibility. Now just place into the center of the circle the areas of your life that you wish to improve, the people, the experience, the material things that you want, the way you want to feel. And that brilliant mist and light of love raises the vibration of these areas of your life from within without, opening the way for better health, magnificent financial flow, harmonious loving relationships, work that makes your heart sing with joy, and everything in between. The swirling mist of light is so bright as it works. It expands and floods our system, our body, our mind, our spirit. We're filled with love of the highest order as one with the divinity within. And with another deep breath, we breathe in that breath of God, the life force energy that nourishes and feeds your body, bringing clarity of thought, opening the way, opening channels to receive what's yours by divine right, all that makes your heart sing with joy. Manifest through you as one with the divinity within. And from this safe space, as one, shift your focus to what you wish to manifest. Shift your focus to why you're here. What do you want? Remember who you are and just take a slow, deep breath of God and allow your mind's eye to see. Allow the vision to form of you enjoying what you want made manifest. Allow yourself to feel the feels of what you want to experience, knowing that anything is possible. Knowing that it's your birthright to experience the desires of your heart, to feel joy, to expand out that light of God. It's your birthright. Immerse yourself in the feeling of experiencing what you want. It's safe to experience what you want. The idea of experiencing what you want comes from the divinity within. It's already yours. Open your arms to receive. Under grace, this or better. Breathe deeply into this energy of empowerment, fully in sync with your superconscious higher self, as one with the divinity within. Claim what is your birthright. Claim what you want to manifest as your reality. This or better under grace. And with singular intention, we come together to mold formless energy into the loving experiences that are your birthright. Under grace, your desires manifest as your reality, this or better, in miraculous ways. And we are grateful. Breathe in the light. You are plugged into manifesting energy of the highest order. Allow yourself to feel the movement of this energy of creation. Of this power within you. Firmly anchor and claim your manifesting power, the power to manifest all that makes your heart sing with joy, all that's yours by divine right. Accept this power within you and breathe deeply of this knowing. You now manifest from within to your life experience without. The energy molds into form. This or better. Thank you. Now just take a really deep breath. And on the exhale, your manifesting power, this brilliant, beautiful light of grace, expands up, swirling to the heavens, out to the universe, fearlessly magnetizing to you the desires of your heart. This or better. Breathe into the truth energy of these words. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept what my life is in this moment. This acceptance sets me free to accept the power within me to improve my life, to be happy, to feel the joy of being one with the divinity within. I accept that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I am one with the divinity within. This belief is safe and empowers me to maintain the love vibration that is my essence. I now magnetize to me, through that love that is my essence, the desires of my heart. This or better. You are as one with the divinity within, empowered, safe, free to manifest what your heart desires. Breathe in deeply of this truth, feeling the energy moving from within you to without, molding into form the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart or better. Be the energy with a deep breath, fully in your heart space. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. Joy and happiness are your birthright. Be open to receive. Expect. And now we ground into this energy, anchoring it, solidifying it, creating a new foundation for you to live your life. We ground into this energy with the full intention of bringing all this love energy back with us. This empowerment to move energy, molding it into form. We bring it back with us. This tuned frequency of energy to manifest what we want or better. So just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth to ground you, Those roots go down through the water and the soils and the clay and the rocks, all the way down to that healing core light of love at her center. And those roots, they wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, protecting you, keeping you safe from fear and anxiety, healing the wounds of your heart as you take another deep breath and pull Mother Earth's healing energy back up through the roots. Back up through the soils. Back up to your feet. Up through your legs. To your heart. You're fully grounded, returned to this physical world, having brought with you that connection as one with the divinity within, bringing back with you that love that is your essence.